Governor Cuomo's health commissioner is conducting a health impact review on whether hydrofracking can be done safely in New York. According to a statement issued last month by Cuomo's environmental commissioner, Health Commissioner Dr. Nirav Shah will appoint some outside experts and then review health impact data collected by the governor's environmental agency. Since then, there's been no more new details released. Over 50 doctors, nurses, and scientists in New York have now signed a letter to Governor Cuomo. They're asking for more information and questioning whether the governor's health department can objectively review the health information. Dr. David Carpenter is the director of the Institute for Health and Environment at SUNY School of Public Health. Carpenter, who used to work at the state health department in the 1980s, says the agency has many competent health experts, but he says working for a government that also may have an agenda could compromise their work.
It isn't that they're not qualified. The health department is a political body. It reports to the governor. It is not independent.
Carpenter says he experienced political pressure when he directed the health department's laboratories during the Kerry administration.
We wanted to do a study of radon in homes, but Governor Kerry had a program promoting insulation as energy efficiency, and therefore we were not allowed to study what's clearly a health hazard.
Carpenter worries that with all the pressures from the gas drilling industry to allow fracking, it might be hard for the governor's health department to remain objective.
And all of the pressure for economic development, I think there's every indication that there's been a lot of pressure on the governor's office.
Governor Cuomo has said repeatedly that his administration is reviewing all of the science and facts about fracking and taking all the time it needs to make an unbiased decision about whether to issue permits for drilling. Speaking earlier in the week, the governor defended the health department's review of the environmental agency's health impact data, saying it will be comprehensive.
It'll be a more thorough review, and it will be a stronger review to withstand a legal challenge.
Dr. Kathy Nolan, a bioethicist in the Catskill Mountains, maintains that an independent health impact study that looks at more recent data might end the debate for once and for all.
I think the information, when brought forward and reviewed carefully, fully, comprehensively, would stop this process.
The health experts who oppose fracking say since Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Joe Martens issued his statement on September 20th, there's been no information about exactly what kind of data has been collected by the environmental agency, and they say they'd like more transparency. The Departments of Environmental Conservation and Health did not act on a request to provide more details about the health study. In his statement, Commissioner Martens said he was rejecting calls for an independent health analysis, saying independent analysts may have their own conflicts of interest. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.